Welcome, welcome, everyone. Good morning. Oh, I love seeing everybody come in happy and excited on this Saturday morning. So you all can hear me. Thumbs up. Yep. Good morning. I am Coach Dina, and I want to welcome you to this training titled Using Accountability Groups to Level Up. One of the easiest ways to level up is to find people to surround yourself with that makes leveling up easy. And who better than a fellow no BS woman? Today, we will be focusing on accountability groups and partners. If you have one, this training is for you. If you don't have one, this training is for you too. You'll be hearing great information that you can use on your weight loss journey. We have Coach Heather in the chat. She is typing in all caps, so you can readily see her. If you have any questions for her, you can go to the bottom button on your screen, the Q&A, and you can add a question there, and Coach Heather will help you. And usually on calls, people skip over this part, but I just want to say it's kind of like if you were taking a painting class and and if I were to say, and Picasso is in the chat with you today, it's like, oh my gosh, Coach Heather is in the chat with you all today. So please don't, discount that amazing blessing that we have her here today. I want to tell you a little bit about our call today and how it's going to roll. Let me see. Let me get my notes. Where did my notes go? Okay. It's the oops. Hold on, guys. Let me tell you what you to expect in this training. We'll be talking about leveling up, and how to use your accountability group or partner to do just that. And did you know that I have an accountability partner? Yeah, I do. The accountability coach has an accountability partner. I'll be introducing you to her, you, her, to you. Yeah, you got that. Anyway, and we'll be showing you how we level up. And then at the end of we the other thing that we have is an accountability group who is going to share with us how they keep each other accountable, how they use leveling up to support each other in their journey. They're a lot of fun. I've met with them and they are a lot of fun. You will so enjoy meeting them. They are, call themselves the ABCs. And then at the end of the call, I'll be showing you how to request an accountability group or partner for yourself if you still don't have one. Again, I'm Coach Dina. I'm your accountability coach here in No BS. That means my job's focus is to find you a group or a partner to best support you in your weight loss journey. Every month, I train you how to use accountability for your weight loss journey. And so that you can maximize that tool that we have offered for you in your membership, as part of your membership. You'll see me in the Facebook group. You will, if you ask a question directed with me and ask coaches, I will be happy to answer. And of course, you can always email me at support@pnptribe.com, attention Coach Dina, and I will do that. I want to be sure to add this announcement. Monday, March 4th, this Monday, you will be getting an email about Heidi's Diamonds Scholarship. Heidi was a dear team member who sadly passed away last year. Her nickname in the membership was the Accountability Goddess. Camp was dear to her heart, so No BS has set up this scholarship in her honor. Details about what that means to you, will be in that email on Monday. If you're listening to the replay and you haven't checked out that email, please do so. There'll be information, all the details will be in that email. Be sure to take a look because there will be a deadline attached to that email of midnight, Thursday, March 7th. You'll want to read all about it because it benefits you in the way of prizes. So you want to be sure to check it out. I seriously love this scholarship because Heidi had a huge heart, and I know that she would love that we have done this for her in her diamond sparkly fashion. If you know her, you know what I mean, right? Like she would have loved it. This call is the first call of the month, and leveling up is our membership focus for March. So be sure to check out the membership website under the courses tab. You'll find the link titled This Month in No BS, where you will find all the information about this month's focus. If you're new to No BS, first of all, give me a thumbs up. Michelle, I just saw. She says, Aloha from Maui. I have no idea what time it must be in Maui, but thank you for joining us. If you're new to No BS, be sure that you're going through the weight loss course. You don't need to do the monthly focus of leveling up. Continue going through the weight loss course. That is what you'll do because the course will be here for you even afterwards. Everything is kept on replay for you. But let me bring up my accountability partner, Coach Mish. Yes, she's my partner. My accountability. Mish, where are you? You can raise your hand. That would be awesome. Uh-oh, I don't find Mish. Huh. Okay, maybe we can lower all hands so that I can find Mish. Gonna lower all hands. And then Mish, if you can raise your hand, I can promote you to panelists. Are you under a different name, Mish? I can't find you. You can talk to me in the chat. Heather, do you see her? Why don't I see her? There we go. Raise hand. Is that? See someone with the name of Heller. Is that you, Mish? Type in the chat. Because I only have one raised hand, but I don't see Mish. Huh. Nope, I don't see her. I don't see her, but that's okay. Let me tell you about Coach Mish. She's my accountability partner. She is amazing. And we account to each other. And let me tell you that what accountability looks like for us. And something that I can share with you that we do that helps in accountability. Like, what is accountability, right? Like, what do you do when you do accountability? Accountability is the ability to account, right? So it's the ability to just assess, look at what your goal was, see how you did, and then the ability to account to see, did I do what I said I was going to do? Like you can count on me to do this. But when the goal is finished or when the week is finished, like you set a weekly goal, then you account to each other. Like this is how it went. Notice that it does not involve judgment, right? It does not involve dismissiveness. It simply involves relaying the facts, looking at it, and accounting. Like, this is what happened. And the best way to do that is to be solution focused. So, when I am practicing self accountability, it's not like I'm just venting, right? Or it's not just like I'm showing up and I'm just like spilling my guts, telling you what a bad day I had. You know, that's not accountability. That's not self accountability. It's being able to just say, right? This is what happened. I wanted to plan 5 days a week. I planned four. Finding solutions is the focus when you practice accountability, self-accountability and group accountability. So me as a person, right? I will account with the target of finding solutions, not of judging myself, not of beating myself up, not about whining, not, sitting in my dirty diaper, like Corinne says. It's simply practicing that accounting with the focus of finding solutions. When you are in group accountability, you can be a great accountability partner if you keep that same focus, right? Like finding solutions. So what can happen is, if you're my partner and you tell me what has happened, I hear you, and then I can be, yes, I can be a cheerleader and I can be like, oh, that happened, but let me show you your wins, right? Let me show you your wins. It will not be helpful if all I do is, you're fine, you're okay, you got this, girl, because that's not solution focused, right? Heather said that Coach Mish raised her hand. There you are, Mish. And if you keep that in mind, like I am, the target is finding solution. It does not mean giving your partner a solution. It's being that detective together of what can we do? Like, how can we solve this? Hey, Mish, how are you? Oh, I'm gonna ask you to unmute. Oh, I still don't hear you. This is how we find solutions.
Good
There.
morning, everyone.
Good morning. How are you? Notice that when me shows up, I don't know if you guys are familiar with like Charlie Brown, but like when Sally sees Linus, like all the little hearts go around. Sally said, "This is what happens when I see Mish, my accountability partner." I'm like, "That's Mish."
Oh
Hearts,
my.
hearts, hearts, hearts. Tell us, I know who you are. I know you're a baller. I know you're amazing, but tell everyone what you do in no BS, just so they get to know a little bit of your awesomeness.
Absolutely. Well, I am Coach Mish, and I'm actually Dina's accountability partner. So that's part of why I'm on today. But I am a private coach here with No BS, and you'll find me in Ask Coaches as well as Facebook.
Yay! We're talking about leveling up, right? And I think the reason why that's such an important topic is because it's helpful when you're building consistency. That's what we want to do, is to build consistency. How do we do that? We level up, right? Like we see where our base is, and then little by little, we level up. I know that it's so tempting to know what the goal is. For example, the four basics. I know that it would be helpful if I get 7 or more hours of sleep, 64 ounces plus water daily, plan daily, doable hunger daily. Like those are the goals. Well, if we've never practiced that before, we have a base, right? Like, okay, where am I now? And it's very tempting to be like, oh crap, I don't drink any water. Like I notice, like I don't drink any water, 64 ounces. I'm gonna do that today. And when you start off with that mindset, it doesn't build consistency because, another word in the membership, it's not doable. But I would love to hear your thoughts on what 1% level ups mean to you, Mish.
Yeah, for me, it's about taking out that fear, right? Because as you're talking about that, like when you see the end goal and it seems so far away, that making those changes just seems so scary. And so that idea that you can just make a small change that you think, I think as Corinne has been saying, like you think it's not even going to be good enough. And that's, because it doesn't scare you. It's like it's so doable, as you're saying. And so it takes away that fear, and you can kind of just say, like, all right, I can make this happen.
Yeah, and I think that is what builds consistency, right? And like I think about when you go to the gym And let's just pretend we want to be able to lift 20 pounds. If you have a personal trainer, guess what they're gonna start you off with what you are able to do right now. And then what will they do? So maybe it's like, I can do 3 reps of 12 at 5 pounds. He does not say, all right, do 3 reps of 12 of 20 pounds, right? Like he'll say, what can you do? What are you doing right now? And then guess what he'll do every week? Like, as enraging as it feels, he'll either add the weight, right? Like, if you're at 5 pounds, he'll either add 1 more pound or 1 more rep, right? Like, and it's so funny that we understand this about weights, but when it comes to the four basics, it's like, no, we're, if I'm okay, this is where we get real, right, Mish? We're going to talk about like our accountability and how, we ran into this ourselves. This is why we share with you all, because we do it too. Like, we do it too. And I specifically remember, like, I was working on my nighttime eating when my husband goes away to a business trip and I am left to my own devices after dinner. And I was like, Mish, what are we doing here? Like, what do I, I overeat when he's away. And little by little, we found those little 1%, right? Like, oh, what do you think it is? It's like, I think it's when he's away. And then I'm, I have all these thoughts, right? It's like, okay, well, what's the next step? What's the next step? And I know that we had talked about as coaches, like, ooh, that discovery worksheet. Did you see the new discovery worksheet? That is so cool. So we're like talking like mechanics. Like, did you see that new tool? Yeah, that's really cool. And it's like, ooh, you can tell them what happened, Mish.
Well, as coaches, we get so used to using those tools, and it becomes a thing where, like, oh, I know those questions so well that we were basically just doing them in our heads. And, we knew those four ends, we could do it all. But then there's the new discovery worksheet. And so finally, Dina's like, I'm going to make a commitment to actually writing out a discovery worksheet. And he's like, wow, really? And then she did it. And when she suit immediately got on Marco Polo, and she was like, that discovery worksheet is amazing. And like actually answering the questions, it, really reveals what is going on with emotional eating. So we both made the commitment to start doing them. And both of us, right, we're like, oh my goodness, all of a sudden I can figure out my patterns.
And it was so funny because in my head, I won't speak for you. Like, in my head, I was doing the discovery worksheet. I'm like, huh, wonder what's happening. Yeah, my husband is away and it's after dinner. And yeah, I'm probably lonely. Yeah, that's probably it. And then I jumped, right? Like, just like every other normal human being. Oh, okay. I see my pattern. I'm gonna make the level up of not eating. Like, we're going from, eating to not eating. But that wasn't the level up, right? That's not 1%. That's not the next step. So I kept doing it and kept doing it. And then it's like, okay, let's fill out this discovery worksheet. And the emotion that I came up with because of the next question on the discovery worksheet, like, what is it that you need? If you have this emotion, what is it that you need? That revealed that it didn't resonate. It wasn't just loneliness. It was something else, right? But if I had not filled it out and gone through the sequence of questions, I would not have seen the next step. So it's really, really interesting how that works. So our level up was to fill out the discovery worksheet actually, like not in our head, but like actually. And it worked. So, yeah.
And that was really the first step, was just like, I'm going to do the discovery worksheet. It wasn't, as she was saying, and I'm going to stop my nighttime snacking. It was, I'm just going to do the worksheet and identify my thinking.
Yeah. And it was so eye-opening when that happened. It's like, huh, look at that. If we practice what we preach, it kind of works. I'm so happy to have the amazing ABCs join us on the call. If the members of the ABC Accountability Group can raise their hands, then we can come up here and chat. I have Jennifer Miller. Feel free to chat, Mish, while I'm doing my thing here.
Yes. And I just love this accountability group. I hope they will talk about their name because I got to read their introduction and that there are so many of them. So I'm just amazed that you guys keep in touch with one another and just have a really wonderful way of organizing yourselves that I think just adds to what you're bringing to one another, like as individuals and then as your larger group. You're just amazing.
Yeah, that's awesome. What am I missing? Oh, Heather, I don't hear you. You're
You should hear
muted.
me.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody else is muted. I'm not. I
Jessica,
missing one of y'all?
Jennifer.
Is Heller one of you?
Stephanie.
Yes. Yeah, Stephanie. Yeah. There should be like six of us.
Yep.
Do I
So
have
just a
everyone?
couple of you to turn your cameras on. Lori and maybe that's Stephanie.
That probably is Stephanie. There she is.
Okay. We have everyone?
I think so.
Okay, so Heller is not part of your group.
I don't think so.
Okay. I'm so happy to see you all. Look at you, bright and beautiful faces. I'm so excited. This accountability group were winners of the last challenge that we had, and their prize was a coaching session with me. And I'm like, wait a minute, I think I got the prize. It was so good to meet with you all and hear about how you all do accountability. So much so that I'm like, yep, we're going to get you on a call because this is such a fantastic group, how you all work together and how you help each other. Tell us a little bit about y'all, Heather.
Oh, sure. So how we got started was I have an original accountability group. They're called the No Excusers. So they've helped me a lot with my thought work. And so I remember you talking about if you needed to change accountability groups, sometimes they don't give you what you need. And so I made an ad on the No BS Facebook page, and I told them I work in human resources, so of course I'm like good at advertisements. So I put an ad out there and told them exactly what I wanted. And lo and behold, I had eight people respond. And I'm thinking, these bitches ain't gonna stay. You know, we're gonna start. We're gonna start. And I have some goals in my mind of what I wanted for my group. And I'm like, you know, they're gonna fall off. These bitches have stayed, and they have done amazing things. So that's kind of how we got started.
That is awesome. I love it. I love it. And I know that they appreciate you too, right? Because when I met with you all, everyone in the group was like, yep, Heather cracks that whip and she
Yeah, they
keeps us
refer to
on
me as
task.
the accountability bitch.
Awesome. I love it. That's a great title. And tell us how you do that. Like, how do you organize them? So if someone is out there like, huh, how are they doing this? Like that, I can barely keep, three people in line
Right.
with meetings or even like scheduling. How do you do that?
Sure.
Heather got stuck. But Stephanie, while Heather gets unstuck, would you like to share with us one of your level ups? Because that's what we're talking about here today, too.
Sure.
It's like how you help each other with level ups.
Sure. So, I also am in another accountability group as well. So I feel that you can be in more than just one. So my level up was actually planning and assessing. Over all the years, I tried to do that, and I would do good for like 1 or 2, 3 days maybe, and then I piss on it, I ain't doing it. So then I found this accountability group, and Heather, so we also do one-on-one accountability within our group with each person. So Heather was my first one-on-one, and she kind of challenged me, hey, why don't you start your planning, and why can't you plan? To me, if it's too much to answer and all that, I get overwhelmed and I just set it down. She had turned me on to a planner that was less wordy and easier for me to do. So my first month, I did over half of the month in planning. And then in February, this bitch planned every day, every day. So, and I truly, that was my level up, and it has truly helped me in the planning and the assessing.
And I love how that started, right? Like it didn't start from 0 to 100. It was the step in between was finding a planner that worked for you. And, maybe you would not have seen that if it weren't for Heather, right? Like if she hadn't suggested that. So that is how accountability groups can help each other to find those 1% level ups, right? Just like how Misha and I were talking. How our level up was like, okay, can we do the worksheet? Can we actually fill
Right. And that was me. I had tried like three or four, even just writing on my own, like in a plain notebook. And so I went through quite a few tries before Heather turned me on to this one. So you gotta keep plugging away. Don't quit.
Again, finding solutions, right? Like being the showing up with self accountability. Like not just what if you had, Stephanie just been like, I'm just not a planner. The end, right?
I
But
was
it's like,
exactly that way.
yeah.
Literally, I
So
shit you not.
yeah. And your group was like, all right, well, let's find a solution for that, right? Like if this is hard, then what is the next step? And practicing self-accountability is like, guys, I'm not a planner. Help, right? Like, and that help is you trying to find a solution. Like, that's you showing up as someone who's practicing self-accountability. And so I think that's a great example. Welcome back, Heather. If you could tell us how, how you were in the middle of telling us how you plan or how you organize everyone.
Yeah, thank you and thank Wi-Fi. Okay. What I did is I told them, like, before I became their like best friends over the past 4 months, I told them exactly what I wanted, my expectations. And so I told them that, I wanted to find an accountability group that had action goals and they had weight loss goals, and I wanted them to be transparent. So it started off with us meeting monthly and sharing, and I have a spreadsheet. I created a spreadsheet. They all love the spreadsheet. Right, girls? So I wanted them to at least have one action goal that they were working on. And what that means is that it was a goal that was a level up of what they were doing, or at least trying to get them in a habit of documenting what they're doing over the course of a month that they would do it. And I also wanted them to also have weekly weigh-ins. So the minimum guidelines of our group was they had to plan and assess daily. And we have divide ourselves into one-on-one partners for the month. So we are a group of nine, and I wasn't expecting a group of nine. So I'm like, what am I going to do with all these wonderful women who are still with me? So we created a Marco Polo group for the nine. We have two channels. One channel is, or one group is for us to talk about normal things. It's a main group. And then we have a second group for us that talks about the weekly things, whatever we're doing with the tribe for the week. So, for instance, this past month was big ass action. So we would listen to the lesson, we would do the worksheet, and then we would talk about it on Marco Polo specifically for that. And
That is
then,
amazing. I just want to, like, did you all hear that? Did you all hear that? Like, two channels. That in itself is a level up. That is so great. Like, we're gonna have a chat channel and then we're gonna have a goal channel. And I see Coach Heather in the chat. Coach Heather and I are like Virgos, and I know that we got like that Virgo energy going, like, spreadsheet. Did you say spreadsheet?
Oh, we have the total Virgo team because I'm a Virgo as well. And I love that you have, and like that you separate out your weekly stuff and you can have that just like focused channel about these are our goals, this is what we're working on. And then the day-to-day chit chat because people get lost in accountability that way. And so this is such a great level up. I love it.
Yes, thank you. And so, yeah, everybody's like, okay, what's on that spreadsheet, girl?
Sure. So they at least have to have one action goal, but they all have two to three. So one tab is one tab is for their action goals, what they are, and then we have columns for the whole week. So like we're getting ready to do March. And so we have to put in what our level ups are, or what our goals are for March, and then we check in on it every single week to make to let it let the group know how we're doing. And then we also take turns being leaders of the group, which is the head accountability bitch for the month. So that person's goal is they will check it so that we have to have our goals in by Sunday, like how we're doing, and we have to have our weigh-ins on the spreadsheet by Sunday. So come Monday or Tuesday, if one of these bitches haven't filled out something, the head accountability bitch will be calling them out on our dedicated Facebook page. So we've created a Facebook page for just our accountability group as well, because there's so many of us, that way we can keep in touch that way. So, like for instance, last month was Jerry. And so she was calling people out who haven't filled things out. Previous to that was Stephanie. And so we've all taken, and Jennifer Nielsen. And so we're all taking turns, being accountable to each other. And again, it's out of love. So we do, that's basically what we do.
And I just want to point out for people who are like, oh my gosh, I can't do that. I am a bottom line bitch. Like, that sounds overwhelming to me. Let me break it down for you. Okay. What Heather has done is making it easy for herself, right? And this is the way that she makes it easy. But if you tune in and listen, it's only a breakdown of what the hell are we doing? And then we're going to check in. That's all, right? And we have a scheduled check-in time. So that is what's happening. So that is how you break it down. You if you want a spreadsheet, let me tell you, it's going to be very helpful. If you don't want a spreadsheet, be like me and Mish and pretend and do it in your head. And then have a moment where you're like, you know what? A spreadsheet would probably help. But all kidding
Motivated.
aside,
Yeah, I'm
If you have those goals, like make a clear goal. Did you hear that? Like, she makes a clear goal. Like, what are you doing? It is time-based. Look up SMART goals, like how to set a goal, right? Like specific, clear, actionable. And then we're gonna account to each other during this timeline, and we have a date. So thank you, Heather. Like, you really were able to clarify that. Very, very well. And I think you will, inspire many people to do that. Jerry, you have a level up that you wanted to share with everyone.
Yes, I do. So I've been working on my story about stress and being a stress eater. And so at the beginning of the month, Jessica's my partner this month for February. And so I asked her to watch for those words, watch for me to use it in my plan, watch it for me to use it in my assessment on my Marco Polos. And in the middle of the month, I started struggling with some emotional eats at work of chocolate. And so I was working through those on discovery sheets, on my assessments, so forth, and had kind of forgotten that I had told Jessica to even do that, or that I was working on that work. And so on a Marco Polo, she congratulated me and told me she was proud of me for not using those words while I worked through that. And like I said, I was kind of like taken aback and caught off guard because I didn't remember. I didn't remember I was working on that story. and realized that that thought work was working. And so that was an acknowledgement and a level up to understand that the work I was doing was working and it was making a difference. And I feel more grounded this month than I have in a very long time.
That is amazing. And like, that is the power of accountability, right? Like, be on the lookout for me. It's kind of like setting a reminder on your phone, right? And so you have that second pair of eyes or that second reminder. Thank you so much for that. That's brilliant. Lori, what would you like to share with us about your level up and how your group has helped you?
What I wanted to share was, so we have Heather who set up this amazing spreadsheet. You know, we make great fun of it sometimes because when you're getting called out on Tuesday morning and you're going, shit, I forgot to fill it out. And so my last month's partners, we were like in our chat or a text group, we would say, come on, girls, we've got to get this filled out or we're going to be called out. And I refuse to be on the naughty list again. So, you know, we made a set a goal for ourselves that we weren't going to be the ones called out for it. So that's what I wanted to just say. My level up was to actually engaged. When I,
Go
sorry,
ahead.
go ahead. When I signed up for Heather's the group that Heather had started, I did it because I felt I was kind of floundering in some of that, the very specifics, like the actual setting a goal, the actual following, setting a plan, writing a plan, following a plan. I'd lost quite a bit of weight. I've lost quite a bit of weight without very much, very often writing a plan. But then I realized as things were starting to plateau, where's the real reason in that, right? It wasn't necessarily, it's because I needed to level up. Actually write a plan, actually look to follow that plan or whatever that meant, the spirit of the plan. And that's the other thing that even Heather has and the ladies embrace, the spirit of the plan. You can get so bogged down in thinking you have to do everything perfect and you don't. So even our goals and expectations, while we strive for it 7 days, you know, we base it on the week, we use Corinne's theory of 80%. So everything is based on 5 out of 7, but do it, you're 5 out of 7. It was funny having an accountability group because I tend to, when I get overwhelmed by expectations I place on myself, that I tend to kind of start to hide. And so then I'll go quiet. Well, our accountability partners don't, for the month, don't allow us to hide. And they call us on it. All with love. Miss Heather did this month, and I admit, my first reaction was a bit of butt hurt. It was like, oh, like, what does it matter to you if I like write my plan and take a picture and show it to you every day? Like, come on, like, do you not know how busy I am? And then I got reminded with love and affection, 5 minutes. You not have 5 minutes for yourself. That's really all that it takes to write out your plan, take a screenshot of it, send it to your accountability partner.
Reality check. Lori,
Reality check.
yeah, the reason why I cut in because you kind of said it, but I really want the members to hear how much weight you have lost. Like, Lori,
177
yes.
pounds.
Hello. Did you all hear that? Like, when she is giving you advice, lean in, lean in. Lori knows what the hell she's talking about. And she's talking about leveling up and how she continues to work with her accountability partner, you know, and with her self accountability to get it done. 170 freaking pounds. You guys, do you see why I asked these, you know, amazing women to share with you? Lean in, people. This group is amazing. And I want to point out, so are you. Okay. So are you. So I think that's the main point that I want to share with everyone. It's like, holy cow, I don't know if I can be that way. Do you hear them? Like the way that they even speak, it's like, well, I just do this. No, we all can do this. Like you can. Jennifer, what would you like? Thank you so much. Like, I just have to say that because Lori. Oh my gosh. Like I first of all, when we were coaching together, Lori convinced me that, you know, she wasn't losing a lot of weight. And I was like, oh, how much weight have you? And then I was like, wait a minute. Oh, my goodness. Anyway, Jennifer, what would you like to share with us?
Yeah. So when I saw Heather's ad on Facebook, I was like, okay, let's see what this is all about. I've been in other accountability groups. It just didn't work out. We fizzled out and it just wasn't. But with this group, there was something different from the very beginning. And we were doing one of our monthly, because we do like a monthly Zoom also, where we all get together and we talk about, you know, how our month's been and everything. So we do that also. That's another avenue of us getting together is our monthly Zoom that we have together. But I joined January of 2020, no BS. And I've just been here with my toes in the water is what it feels like. Like I've been here, I listen to the podcast, I do planning sometimes, right? You know, until this accountability group. And I did my first ever, what 2020 is when I joined, and we're looking at what 2024. I did my first account of discovery sheet with this group. I was like, it was almost like, yeah, so it's amazing. It's almost was like, if I didn't do the discovery sheet, it didn't happen. That's what I was kind of, so I wasn't holding myself accountable. I was planning, but maybe I wasn't assessing. And I was always saying, I'm doing all the things. Why am I not losing weight? But in reality, I was not doing all the things. I was not being accountable to myself and being honest to myself. So that has been an incredible, like, you know, amazing thing that has happened since this group. And also, we've come so close together in such a short period of time. We're comfortable with one another to share what's going on in our personal lives. We've had, you know, accountability member who's lost her mother-in-law, and we've been there to support her. And so this group is more than, you know, just weight loss. It's about being here for one another. And yes, it is so good and to have like Heather, how she started it, and hopefully she will be able to share the spreadsheet eventually, but it is amazing because we have all that to look back on. So when we do all reach our goals, we're going to be able to look back and say, aha, or in the case of this week, we've had, you know, like, I don't know why we didn't lose weight, but then when we go back and somebody looks and says, oh, wait, but didn't you say that this is what you did that day? You overate a little bit on that day. And, you know, it's holding us accountable, but in love. And sometimes you need tough love. And you know, not out of anger love, but tough love that's going to hold you accountable. And I think that's what we all do to one another. And we all have different personalities. Every one of us is different. You would have never thought that this group would have been together. But when we followed that little ad on Facebook that our Heather leader here, that she created, the right people came to that calling is, you know, so this has just been such an amazing experience. And maybe, Heather can explain our ABC group name that we came up with.
Because, yeah, that's be fun.
It's a neat one. At first I was like, huh? And then I was like, oh, this makes perfect sense. So, but thank you so much. And I love this group. If you haven't found an accountability group that works for you, don't give up. Keep working, but make sure that you are working also and doing what you need to be doing.
Self-accountability. Yeah. And, you know, just to thank you, Jennifer, like just to rephrase too and support what Jennifer says is like her group is helping her with seeing how to make it doable and how to add that consistency, right? Because it just adds that you can do that too with your self-accountability, as Jennifer said, and by finding someone who you state clearly, like, this is what I want. Like, I'm working on weight loss. Let's meet together. Let's set a time. Let's set goals and let's be eyes and ears for each other. Heather, before we get to Jessica, yeah, tell us about how you guys found the ABC name. Because that's a fun part of accountability groups is like finding names for yourself.
Actually, I'm going to toss that over to Jerry and then maybe even have Jessica pipe in because Jerry thought of it and then Jessica like enhanced it. So I'm going to toss it over to them.
So, as we've said, we refer to Heather as the accountability bitch. So I was looking for some name that sounded like, a band name or, Jessica and the, so-and-sos or Heather and the so-and-so. And so I was like, what's accountability bitch? We talk about that so much. And so I came up with accountability bitch crew, and that was ABC. And so that was my vote.
Jessica, what did you want to add?
I'm going to add because I am the world's biggest word nerd. I spent time on Word Hippo going, what's another word for accountability? What's a C word that is something that accountability brings? Accountability blah. So I just went like, oh, accountability bitch crew. Accountability bitch be con bit brings control. Always be chatting because we have Miss Stephanie over here who's a chatty Kathy. And I just said, like, we're trying to find something. And it's like, we don't have to define what it means for everybody all the time. Or we can change it on a monthly basis, like what we're looking at. It could be this is our ABC goal for the month or whatever it is. I haven't thought about level ups yet. So I'll figure one out for a level up one if Jennifer needs help with Jennifer, our accountability bitch for the month needs help. So I just really, it really kind of spun off in my brain like this, it can mean anything. And because, as Jennifer said, we're all so different, it does mean everything, anything different to us and how we are together.
You guys are just such a great example of everything that accountability groups and partnerships embody. Coach Mish and I are gonna, talk a little bit about that. 'Cause yeah, I get that a lot. Like, I need my clone. 'Cause if they're not exactly like me, it's just not gonna work. 'Cause they need to relate to me in a certain way. I know what I need. And, that's such a great example of open up, like maybe not, maybe not. But Jessica, what did you say? What were you
I
going to
didn't
share
say yet.
with? Yeah, what would you like to share with us?
So you want to talk about stupid easy. So, last month we talked about big ass action. And one of the things I learned is I am an underwhelmer. And one of the things that I figured out from being an underwhelmer is you can talk yourself out of anything, literally anything. And one of the things before I went on vacation last month, but before I went on vacation, I put off walking the whole, like, my goal is really doable. 10 minutes, at least 10 minutes, 3 times a week, at least. I more often do more. But I noticed I kept pushing that off because I was like, oh, I've got this to do and this to do and this to do. And so when I came back from vacation, I'd moved every day and I felt really good. And so I said to Jerry, who is my accountability partner for the month, I said, I'm going to put on my, what I'm going to do, send Jerry a screenshot of either my treadmill or my Apple Watch when I finished my thing so that I can do something, so I can prove to somebody and somebody's holding me accountable for actually doing the movement. And I mean, Jerry will tell you, I felt really bad one day this week and I still freaking did it. And I sent her the thing. And it's like, I could have talked myself out of it. I could have very easily talked myself out of it. I was feeling like crap. So, but yeah, I mean, again, I even asked Heather, I'm like, is this a level up? It feels too easy.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it's too easy. So, yeah, it is. It's stupid easy. So I'm going to
I
continue to
love
do that.
that. Yeah. It's that call out, right? Of that simple question, Jessica, right? Like that simple, like, is this a level up or not? I'm not really sure. And having that. Thank you so much for showing up here today. You guys have added so much value, and I love to bring accountability groups on screen so that everyone in the membership can see I hope you see this every month when I ask different accountability groups to show up. Could you have imagined this group? Like, could you have imagined the glory and the beauty of these ladies? I don't think so. And these are the type of women in our membership who are waiting, wanting to match up with someone. So it's just a little plug of like, look how they're doing it. And they are but mere mortals, even though they are kind of like badasses, superheroes in my eyes. Any one of you would like to say any last words before I put you down? Yes, Jessica.
I'm going to echo everything that Jennifer had said also. I have worked through several accountability groups. I love almost everybody in that group that I've talked to. You know, I could sit down and talk to them again if we came back together. I really enjoyed my time with them, but I just never felt anything click like this. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it was that, you know, you talk about finding the one and your partner, this was it.
Yeah.
We were the one, like it just worked. And yeah. So, yeah.
And how many said, have you been through? How many groups?
Goodness, Dina. Probably 5 or 6, to be honest.
See?
And I've been in yeah. 2 years.
Yeah. And so God. All the people that email me like, oh my gosh, this is my second group. Is it me? No, it's not you, right? Like, it's not you. What would you like to add? One more. I see your
Stephanie. Yeah.
Mm-hmm, Stephanie.
Yeah, I agree. This is my second group. I'm still with my first group as well. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Elizabeth and Susie. But don't quit. Just don't quit on any of it.
Thank you so much. I'm going to put you back into the chat. Stephanie, everybody wants your spreadsheet. So make a Facebook post and share if you would be so kind. Because we would love to see it.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Man, you guys are just amazing.
Yes.
Aren't they?
And I really love what people were saying about like the diversity of their group and kind of, you know, so much of the time we think about, right, our perfect partner that's just like us, that's going to understand us. And part of what's so rich and great about their group is because they're so different. And that's why they can offer up ideas that you never would think of, because somebody has a completely different perspective of how they approach hunger, how they approach planning. You know, just like, was that Jerry that wasn't the planner, or Stephanie, I'm sorry, that, you know, you kind of had to wait for a suggestion from somebody in your group of like, try this one. And it was like the fifth plan you tried. So
yeah,
just keep at it.
For sure. And I want to, you know, just take a minute to chat about finding that perfect accountability partner. I know that we have lists of must-haves or ideal traits. Like, I want an accountability partner who has a career and kids the same age as mine, or I need a partner who's vegan because I'm vegan. And so I need someone who is vegan, just like me. But just take a moment to consider that the perfect match might be someone you have not imagined yet. Think about that. The best connections often surprise us. Think about that fun friend who is not like you at all, but who really gets you. The right accountability partner might be just beyond what you've envisioned. It's like finding a book you love that you didn't expect to enjoy so much. So I encourage you to keep an open mind. Your perfect match might not meet all of your criteria, but they could bring something even more valuable. So be open to the idea that sometimes the perfect person for us is someone we haven't even imagined, we haven't created. I've seen incredible partnerships form this way. You saw that today. It's a beautiful thing. Mish, I would love to hear what you have to add, my perfect accountability partner that I could not have imagined.
Yes. Well, and that our needs change. So even if you have somebody that you started off with that works and you have your great partnership, your journey and what you need out of accountability may change. And so as you noticed with some of those groups, they had multiple groups and it wasn't like they decided, oh, my first one isn't working for me anymore and I'm done with them. Like they kept that and then they added something else. And so it's recognizing that you can get your needs met by different people in different contexts and just stay open to it.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you don't have a partner yet, and now you're like, well, hot dang, I think I do want one. I want you to go to novswomen.com under community tab. You'll find a link that says accountability group. On that page, it will show you all about the accountability program, and you'll see a button on that page that says sign up. Feel free to fill out that form. And then I take it from there. Then it's like, that's my work. Like, that's when I start matching you up. Be sure to check out the training calendar to see what's coming up in the membership. Go to nobswomen.com under coaching. You'll find the training calendar, which tells you what calls we have for you for the month. Remember, they're not all requirements. You can pick and choose to see which ones will be helpful for you. Coach Heather says that there's a couple of questions. Are any tips for getting a new group started and keep the momentum going past the first month? Yes, I hope you've heard the tips today. It really is about the practice of accounting, the ability to account, which means let's make some doable goals. Let's come together, set a scheduled time to come together, and then we become scientists of like, how do we find this solution? Like, how do we tackle it? And then just keep that commitment, like keep the focus of solutions, finding solutions for what happened when we accounted. That's how you keep it going. And that's how you keep it. It builds that consistency, which is what you want to do, making it doable, having your partner help you. Like one of the members said, like, is this a double up or what do you think? Another question, my accountability buddy and I only share the daily plan, but not the assessment. What's the best way to start sharing more and leveling up in the accountability group? So I, you know, it says you share your daily plan, but not the assessment. It's the power of accounting, right? Like if you're not assessing together, that is the goal. Like the goal is not like, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do and then we're done, right? It's like the act of accountability is accounting. Like how did that go? Mish, you have...
Yeah, I was just going to say, start sharing your reviewed plans. So, you know, the 24-hour plan, you write out all of that. And then at the end of the day, it has ending my day and you feel... So once share that screenshot of the completed plan as well as the review, and then you're sharing your assessments.
Yeah. And the practice of accountability is just like I said in the beginning of the call, accounting is that you're practicing the ability of accounting. Notice that it is not the practice of the beatdown. It is not the practice of judgment. It's kind of like having that focus, like, how do I find solutions? Remember that. That's always the target. Me, when I am accounting, and I think us on the team, Coach Heather, Coach Mish can attest, we practice that on the team. Corinne has us do that. If you see something that you want leveled up, like, oh, there's something wrong on the website. She has taught us that we don't communicate that with each other, like, hey, there's something wrong on the website. Thanks. Love you. Mean it. It's like, no, you have to come. If you see something, you come with a solution, right? Like, hey, something is confusing on the website, but this is my idea. And I think this is the person who's in charge of it. Is that right? Like, notice that you are practicing accountability. Like, I'm not just like leaving it out there for you to figure out, right? Like, I am also churning, right? And like trying to figure out the solution. And then with group accountability, same thing. My focus is going to be on solutions. So when I hear you account to me, I'm not just going to cheerlead and be like, that's okay. Go girl, girl power. It's going to be like, oh, okay. I hear you. That must be very rough. I'm not saying don't be empathetic, right? Like, but say, hey, how about this? Like, how about this? Anything to add, Mish?
Yeah, I think that was Heather that led it off by saying with her group, like they just set really clear expectations. And so it was very clear from the get-go of how many times you've agreed to be checking in on a weekly basis, kind of what the timeline is. And so that's the way is like, it's already set what you're going to do. And so as a group, you're able to see like, hey, we said we were going to check in twice a week and you didn't post at all last week. What's going on? And so it's, and again, like as Dina was saying, it's not about shaming anybody, but it's about like, we have all agreed to give this to one another and we want to stand up for one another.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you so much for coming with me on the call, Coach Mish. This has been so much fun. If you all have any questions, you know where to find all of the coaches and ask coaches. You can find us there. You can direct a question to us specifically. You can email me at support@pnptribe.com. Attention, Coach Dina. And you guys, I am a tenacious bitch. Like, if we need to get through, you know, six groups to find your people, yeah, let's do it. I'm committed to doing that for you and with you, because it is worth the work, because you are worthy and you are worth it. Thank you, Coach Mish. Thank you, Coach Heather, for spending your time. Thank you, everyone, for showing up for yourselves. Take care. Bye, guys.